वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवत नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 27 अथराज निर्जाते रामाश्रमागत सुत्वा तत्स्य दुरात्म चुक्रुदा हिरी बाहत ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद There after Kartavidyajuna, having left with the Kamadhenu, Parshuram returned to the ashrama. When Parshuram, the youngest son of Jamadagni, heard about Kartavidyajuna's nefarious deed, he became as angry as a trampled snake. Araya parasum, satunam varma karmukam, annadhavata durmarso, Murgendra Ivo Jutapang. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Taking up his fire chopper, his shield, his bow, and a quiver of arrows, Lord Parashuram is exceedingly angry. Just Kartavirjajan, just lions is an elephant. Parashuram, Parvati Sloka, text 29. तं आपतं तं भृगुवर्जुंगोजसा धनुर्धरं बाणः परशुधायुधं अयणेय चर्मांबरं अर्कधामवी जूतं जटाभिर्दृशे पुरीं विशान् As King Kartavirjuna entered his capital Mahismatipuri, he saw Lord Parashuram, the best of Bhrigu dynasty, coming after him holding a chopper, shield, bow and arrows. Lord Parashuram was covered with a black deer skin and matted locks of hair appeared like the sunshine. Shloka-artha. Parvati Shloka, text 30. अचोदयधस्तिरथाश्वपत्तिभिः गदासी बाणस्ति सदग्निशक्तिभिः ऐक्षोहिणी सप्तदशातिभीषणा तारामयेको भगवान् असुदयत् Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Upon seeing Parashuram, Kartavirjajuna immediately feared him and sent many elephant chariots, horses, infantry soldiers, equipped with clubs, swords, arrows, ristis, sadagni, saptis, and many similar weapons to fight against him. Kartavirjajuna sent 17 full equipages of soldiers to check Parashuram, but Lord Parashuram alone killed all of them. The war Aikyoini refers to a military phalanx consisting of 21,870 chariots and elephants, 1,9,315 infantry soldiers, 65,610 horses. An exact description is given in Mahabharata, Adipuran, second chapter as follows. Eko ratha gadas चैक नरा पंच पदात्य पदातय त्रयश्च तूरगास तज तज्ञ पतिर इति अभिधीयते पतिं तु त्रिगुणं एधां विदु सेनामुखं बुधा त्रीणि सेनामुखानि एको गुणम इति अभिधीयते त्रयोगुणमा गणो नाम बाहिनीतु गणास्त्रय सुतास्तिस्रस्तु बाहिन्यः प्रूतनीति विचक्षणे चामुस्तु प्रथमास्तीर्षस् चाम्बस्तीर्षस्तु अनिकिनि अनिकिनि दशगुणा आहु ऐक्षिणी बुधा ऐक्यणास्तु सहस्राणि एक विंशति सदानि उपरि चाष्टौ च भूयस्तथा च सप्तति गदानं तु परिमाणं तावत् एवत्र निर्दिशेत् गेयं शतसहस्रं तु सहस्राणि तथा नव नराणं अधिपञ्चाशत् शतानि त्रीणि चानघा पञ्चषष्टिसहस्राणि तथा स्वानं शतानि च दशोत्तराणि षट् चाहु यथावत् अभिसंख्यया एतं ऐक्यहिणीं प्राहु संख्या तत्वबीज जनाः वन चैरियट वन एलिफेंट फाइव इन्फेंट्री सोल्जर्स एंड थ्री हॉर्सेस आर कॉल्ड पति बाय दोज हु आर लर्नेड इन द साइंस द वाइज ऑल्सो नो दैट ए सेनामुख इज थ्री टाइम्स व्हाट ए पति इज थ्री सेनामुखस आर नोन एज वन गुणम थ्री गुणमज आर कॉल्ड ए गण थ्री गणज आर कॉल्ड ए बाहिनी थ्री बाहिनीज हैव बीन रेफर्ड टू बाय लर्नेड एज ए पुतना थ्री पुतनाज इक्वाल वन चमु थ्री चमुज इक्वाल वन अनिकिनी दि वाइज रेफर टू टेन अनिकिनीज एज वन ऐक्यणी दि चैरियट्स ऑफ एन ऐक्यणी हैव बीन कैलकुलेटेड at 21,870 by those who know the science of such calculation, who based of the twice born and the number of elephants is the same, number of infantry soldiers is 1,900,350 and number of horses 65,610. This is called Aikhoini. Vasya 31. जतो जतसौ प्रहरत परस्वधो मनो अनीलौजा परचक्रसूदनः ततस्ततच्छिन्न भुजोरुकन्धरा निपेतुर्ब्रं हतसूतवाहनाः. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Parashuram, being expert in killing, the military strength of the enemy worked with the speed of the mind and the wind, slicing his enemies with his chopper, parasut. Wherever he went, the enemies fell, their legs, arms and shoulders being severed, their chariot drivers killed, their carriers, the elephants and horses are all annihilated. But in the beginning, when the army of the enemy was full of fighting soldiers, elephants and horses, Lord Parashuram proceeded into their midst at the speed of mind to kill them. When somewhat tired, he slowed down to the speed of wind and continued to kill enemies vigorously. The speed of mind is greater than speed of wind. रणाजीर राम कुठार सायके विब्रुक्ण वरम ध्वजचाप विग्रह निपातितं हैहय आपतद रूषा रूषा. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. By manipulating his arcs and arrows, Lord Parashuram cut to pieces the shields, plaques, bows and bodies of Kartavidyajana soldiers who fell on the battlefield, muddying the ground with their blood. Seeing these reverses, Kartavidyajana, infuriated, rushed to the battlefield. Text 33. अथार्जुन पंच सतेषु बाहुभिः धनुषु बाणं युगपत सन्दधे रामाय रामो अस्त्रभूतां समग्रणी सन्नीक धन्ये सुवीर आचिनत्वमं ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद देन कार्तविद्याजनो इट इज 1000 आर्म्स साइमल्टेनियसली फिक्स्ड एरोस and 500 bows to kill Lord Parshuram. But Lord Parshuram, the best of fighters, released enough arrows with only one bow to cut to pieces immediately all the arrows and bows in the hands of Kartavidyajana. Text 34. Puna swaste irchalan udayangribhan उत्खिप्य वेगा अभिधावत जुधि भूजान कुठारेण कठोर नेमिना चिच्छेद राम प्रसभं त्वेरीव ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद When his arrows are cut to pieces, Kartavidyajana uprooted many trees and hills. His own hands and again rushed strongly towards Lord Parshuram to kill him. But Parshuram then used his axe with great force to cut off Kartavidyajana's arms just as one might lop off the hooves of a serpent. So, text 35 and 36. कृत्वाहो शिरस्तस्य गीरे श्रृंगं इवाहरत् अते पितरि तत्पुत्रा अयुतं दुद्रुपुर्भयात् अग्निहोत्रिं उपावर्त्य सवस्चं परवीरः समुपेत्याश्रमं पीत्रे परिकृष्टां समर्पयत् ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद दैट परशुराम कट ऑफ लाइक ए माउंटेन पीक द हेड ऑफ कार्तविद्याजनो हु हैड ऑलरेडी लॉस्ट हिज आर्म्स व्हेन कार्तविद्याजनो 10,000 sons saw their father killed, they all fled in fear. Then Parshuram having killed the enemy, released Kamadhenu, which had undergone great suffering, and brought it back with his scarf to his residence, where he gave it to his father Jamadagni. Shloka 37. स्वकर्म तत्कृतं रामः पित्रे भ्रातृभ्येव च वर्णयामास तच्छ्रुत्वा जमदग्निरभासत ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद परशुराम डिस्क्राइब टू हिज फादर एंड ब्रदर्स हिज एक्टिविटीज इन किलिंग कार्तविद्याजुन अपन हियरिंग दिस डीड्स Jamadagni spoke to his son as follows. Text 38. Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavan Papam Okarosit Abadhin Navadevam Jat Sarvadevam Ayambrutha Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O great hero, mightier son Parshuram, you have unnecessarily killed the king, who is supposed to be the embodiment of all the demigods. Thus you have committed a sin. Text 39. Vayam hi brahmanastat samayarana tangataham jaya loka gurur deva परमेष्ठ्यं अगात्पदं ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद My dear son, we are all Brahmanas and have become worshipable for the people in general because of our quality of forgiveness. It is because of this quality that Lord Brahma, the Supreme Spiritual Master of the universe, has achieved his post. Parvati Sloka, text 40. Khyamaya rochate lakshmi, brahmi sauri jatha prabha, khyamenan asu bhagavan, tushyate haririswara. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The duty of a brahmana is to culture the quality of forgiveness, which is illuminating like the sun. The Supreme Personality Godhead Hari is pleased with those who are forgiving. Different personalities become beautiful by possessing different qualities. Chanakya Pandit says that the cuckoo bird, although very black, is beautiful because of its sweet voice. Similarly, woman becomes beautiful by her chastity and faithfulness to her husband. And an ugly person becomes beautiful when he becomes a learned scholar. In the same way, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras become beautiful by their qualities. Brahmanas are beautiful when they are forgiving, Kshatriyas when they are heroic and never retreat from fighting, Vaishyas when they enrich cultural activities and protect cows, and Shudras when they are faithful in the discharge of duties pleasing to their masters. Thus, everyone becomes beautiful by special qualities, and the special quality of the Brahman as described here is forgiveness. Aranyaka Upanishad says, 4.4.21, Tameva dhira vijnam prajnam kurvita brahmana. Is it real brahmana? One who knows Bhagavad Swarup, knowing it perfectly well, one develops prem bhakti, he is brahmana. Vaishnavi is a brahmana, perfect brahmana. Brahmana becomes Vaishnava, then he is a perfect brahmana. No Vaishnava qualities, so-called brahmana is not a perfect brahmana. That we can say. Nah? Again, Brother Aranyaka Upanishad says, Java etatagyarum gargya viditvasman lokatva iti sakri upanatho. Etatakyarum gargya viditvasman lokatva iti sa brahmana. He gargi, ei achyuta vastu kunadani je, ye lokar charjaya se atyanta dhinava sudra krupana. Je achyuta purusam jani sansa prasthan kare se brahmana. Again, Brother Aranyaka Upanishad says in 3.8.10, Jovayata-dakyaṁ-gārgya-vidhita-asman-loka-pedisa-kripa-nātho. Opposite to brahmana is kripana. Brahmana, opposite is kripana. Who is kripana, who is brahmana? What are you, kripana or brahmana? Kripana. Kripana, not brahmana. That means, Prabhupada has quoted this verse in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You understand? In the purport of that was second chapter, that verse. Kārpanna dosa pahata svāva prutsāmitam dharma samūra cetā. Isn't it? Jasreyam vada nisityam sishyateyam sādhimāṁ tam prabhannam. Purport to this verse, Prabhupada has quoted this verse. From Buradhāna Kapala. Jubhāyata dhakhaṁ gārgya vidhita-asmaṁ lokat-paiti sakrupana. And Arjuna says, I am not Brahmana, I am Kripana. Karpanya dosa pahata svabhava. I am affected with this defect of a Kripana. Karpanya dosa. In that context, reference context, Prabhupada quoted that verse from Brodharanika. Who departs, who leaves this planet without knowing achyuta vastu? Achyuta in failing, infallible Lord, Achyuta. Without knowing him, who departs this planet, is Kripana. Is Kripana, you understand? And knowing that infallible Lord, what departs is Brahmana. So Brahmana and Kripana. Again, in Manu Sanghita says, Jo anadhyatya dijo vedamanyutra kurtiya sramam, sa jivanneva sudratunga asugatshati sannaya. Manu Sanghita requires. Jo dijo upanayana pare vedapat nagari, anna visar patna kare, se jivankala madhyare, savanse adhisigra sudratto lava kare. Manu Sanghita says, after upanayana, if a dija, a brahman, doesn't read Vedas, doesn't stay in Guru Gruha, Guru Ashraman, and doesn't read Vedas, rather takes interest some other activities other than reading Vedas, the whole life and all his dynasty will become Sudra. Become Sudra. You understand? So Sveta Svetra Upanishad says, Jasya Deve Parabhakti Tatha Deve Tatha Guru Jasya Dekati Dayatta Prakashaste Mahatmana. Jankara Bhagavan Thare Parabhakti Vasudha Bhakti Raichi Jepari Bhagavan Thare Seipari Gurudevan Thare Sudha Bhakti Achi Mahatma Sunday Sagala Visaya, Veda Sagala Visaya Upadishtai Prakash Pai. That means one who has developed pure devotion towards Supreme Lord as well as to Gurudev. So the all purpose of Veda reveals for him. And there is difference between Brahmana and Vaishnava. Fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, in Purutu Charitra, you'll find mentioned. Fourth canto, 441-12 verses. Sarvatras kalita desa sapta jipe ika dandadru annatra brahmana kula annatra achyuta gutrata. Purutu Maharaj was a very powerful emperor of the whole universe, whole Brahmanda. So he was inflicting punishment upon everybody except on Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. He said, Brahmana kula vanna prachyuta gotrata. This difference between Brahmana and Vaishnava, those are Brahmana, they are known as Achyuta-gotriya. But Vaishnava is known as Achyuta-gotriya. Understand my language? What's gotra? What is your gotra? Gotra means?
Lineage, coming from father.
Coming from father. That's gotra. So what is your gotra? If someone is Brahman, he will say, I am Gotra, Achyuta Gotra. Understand? But the Brahman will say that is Chyuta Gotra. Chyuta, Achyuta. Achyuta? Infallible. Chyuta, fallible. English language. Fallible, infallible. The Brahman's Gotra is Chyuta Gotra. That is fallible. The Vaishnava's Gotra, Achyuta Gotra, infallible. Lord. This is different between Brahmana and Vaishnava. So so-called Brahmanas, if you ask them, what is your gotra? They may say, some Rusi, Bharadvaja gotra, Vasishtha gotra, Gautama gotra, Kashyapa gotra, like this they will say. Understand? They are fallible. Chyuta gotra. But Vaishnava says, Achyuta gotra, infallible. This is different between Brahmana and Vaishnava. Understand? This is the difference between Brahmana and Vaishnava. If the so-called Brahmana takes up Vaishnavi Dikya, then he becomes Vaishnava, so he becomes perfect Brahmana. Understand? The Vaishnavi is a perfect Brahmana. So, Brahma Dhanadi Brahmana, therefore it is said, Brahma Dhanadi Brahmana, one who knows Brahma Vastu is Brahmana. What is Brahma? Then question arises, what is Brahma? Brahmatvad, Brahmatvad Brahma is inigadhyade. That is Brahma definition. Brahmatvad, Brahmatvad Brahma is inigadhyade. That means, in whom, who is all pervaded, and who maintains the whole universe, is Brahma. Understand? That means, Lord Vishnu, or Krishna, is known as Brahma. Mahaprabhu said that, so-called Brahmavadis. And Mahaprabhu was defeating the philosophy of Brahmavadis. Because they are saying, stressing on Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. To merge into Brahma, to get mukti. Then said, their goal is to get mukti. Merge into Brahma. And Mahaprabhu defeated. Mahaprabhu said, what is Brahma? Brahma sabde isvara koye sim bhagavan. Sim bhagavan krishna sastre brahma. Brahma sabde isvara koye. Brahma means isvara. Sim bhagavan. Who is sim bhagavan? Sim bhagavan krishna sastre brahma. Our sastra says, sim bhagavan is krishna. So Brahma means Krishna, the para-Brahma. Understand? Mahaprabhu said that. You don't know that Krishna. How you are Brahmana? Why are you saying Brahma, Brahma? What is that Brahma? Mahaprabhu said like that. Brahma sabdeshwara kahe sim bhagavan, sim bhagavan Krishna sastra praman. This sastra praman or sastra genji injunctions, Brahma means Swim Bhagavan, that is Krishna. And knows Krishna, he knows Brahma, or he is Brahman. Don't know Krishna, he is not Brahman. As long as, therefore he is all pervaded, maintains the whole universe, Vishwambara. Ichidanandamaya Vishesa Brahma is Vishnu. As long as one has not acquired this knowledge of Brahma, he is not real Brahmana, only he. But say, develops abhimana, that is a brahmana, is not real brahmana. Understand? So as long as so-called brahma bhavadis, they don't know para-brahma Krishna, but they say, demand that we are not a brahma, we are brahmana. But as long as one don't know real Brahma, who is real Brahma, Bhagavan Vishnu, Krishna, is so-called Brahma-gyan, is destroyed by Kala, all devouring time factor. Shiva, destroyed by Shiva, Mahakala. That is the destination, ultimate destination of impersonalist, nirvisheshavadi. Understand? So as long as the nirvisheshavada is not completely destroyed and completely shed off, Brahma jigyasa will not begin. Understand my language? Inquiring about Brahma will not begin. Who is Brahma? Then you will inquire, who is Brahma? The Supreme Authority, Mahaprabhu, said, Brahma sabde isvara kahe swim bhagavan krishna sastre praman. The Supreme Authority, he teaches them. What is say Brahma? What is Brahma? Brahma sabde isvara kahe. Brahma means isvara, parameshwara, all pervaded, all controller, all maintainer. That Krishna, Swim Bhagavan Krishna. Do you understand? Swim Bhagavan Krishna Shastra. All Vedic literature said this thing, the Shastra injection, Swim Bhagavan is Krishna. One who knows Krishna is perfect Brahmana. Understand? This is the conclusion. One doesn't know Krishna, how is Brahmana? So many things, many times we have discussed all these points, where is Brahmana, who is Brahmana? Who is Brahmana? Mahaprabhu also, by his own example, has taught how to give respect to a Brahmana. How to give respect to a Brahmana. So when Mahaprabhu was going to Gaya, do you understand? Gaya surrounded by his sishyas, students. Mahaprabhu is known as Nimai Pandit. He is teaching. He is a teacher. Teaching Sanskrit grammar, rhetoric, alankar, nyaya also. Do you understand? He is known as Nimai Pandit. And when he was going to Gaya to pay blessings to his deceased father, so on the way he manifested leela. In the way he fell very sick, Joro leela, severing. The student said, what medicine? Shall I bring? No medicine. You go to a Brahman and get his feet washing water. So I drink it, that's my medicine. Understand it? Mahaprabhu said. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. So I'll read it. Mahaprabhu was known as Nimai Pandit, as a professor, teaching Sanskrit grammar, rhetoric, nyaya. At that time in Navadvip, the smart brahmanas, do you understand smart brahmanas? Those who follow Karmakandiya section of Veda, they are known as smart brahmanas. The smart brahmanas, their number was very great at that time. They were criticizing Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? And they were criticizing the Vaishnavas. Nobody was uttering the name of bhakti. But Mahaprabhu had come to establish bhakti. It's bhakta rupa, isn't it? Because assuming the mood of bhakta, he came to teach bhakti. That's the Mahaprabhu's mission. So Mahaprabhu thought, this is the proper time that I will now manifest myself and my mission, for what purpose I have come. So in order to disappoint those smart brahmanas and defeat them, smart brahmanas, and just to bewilder them, Mahaprabhu was going to Gaya to pay oblations for his deceased father. But no need of going to Gaya to pay oblations. A Vaishnava never does so. That is a karmakandiya. Understand me? Karmakandiya paddhati. Pindadana. Paying pinda to deceased fathers, for fathers, that's karmakandiya paddhati. Vaishnava never does so. Vaishnava never does so. It's said that Vaishnava should not put on kusha. Kusha. Kusha? Kusha grass. Never puts on. Karmakandiya paddhati brahmanas. Yes. Never pay, never go do Gaya Shraddha. Never do. Vaishnava will never do. Gaya Shraddha, never go to Gaya, never pay oblations. No. That is forbidden on the part of. But why Mahaprabhu did it? Why Mahaprabhu went to Gaya? Mahaprabhu didn't go to Gaya for paying oblations. Because at that time in the society, smart brahmanas were very influential. Their number was very great. Do you understand? So whole society were following them. So that is the principle in the society, that one must go to Gaya and pay. So Mahaprabhu, if won't do, then he'll be criticized. Still people are criticizing. So Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. At the same time he thought of, now the proper time has come that I'll manifest myself. Establish bhakti, do you understand? And defeat these smart brahmanas and bewilder them. Follow? That means, sir, yes, I am following the principle. Understand? That my father died, so I am going to Gaya. But He met Ishwarpuri there. Gaya jatra sabhal moro. He said, coming to Gaya, my Gaya jatra is successful because I met my spiritual master there, Ishwarpuri. Not that he went there to offer pinda. So on the road, path, that is Mahaprabhu's only abhinaya. He just acting like an actor, abhinaya. But in order to bewilder the smart brahmanas, him manifested Joro Lira, eye fever came, Joro Lira. And medicine is the feet washing water of a brahman. And who is real brahman? That you will. Who is real brahman? That in order to teach that thing, he manifested that lila. That who is sevaka, that is a devotee, who is a Vaishnava, paramarthika. Who is a Vaishnava is a perfect brahman. The feet washing water of such a brahman. How powerful it is. In order to show it, Mahaprabhu manifested that lila. So he showed, said to his students, this is the medicine for me. So it's mentioned in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll read. You found? Chapter 17, yes. Chapter 17. Yes. Now listen carefully to narration of Lord Gaurasundar going to Vayadhan, the Lord of the Vaikuntha planets, now resided in Navadip at the crest jewel of teacher and scholar. The condition of human society had deteriorated to such an extent that there was an increase of atheistic people and the process of devotional service had become very rare. People in general were attracted by the temporary and illusory pleasures of the senses and this greatly saddened the devotees. Another reason why the Vaishnava devotees are despairing was because Lord Gaurasundar was so engrossed in scholastic pursuits. This mischievous and sinful population continued to hurl abuses at Vaishnavas. And they simply bore the insults quietly. Supreme Lord Gaurasundar desired within his heart that now the time was ripe to reveal his true identity and manifest transcendental pastimes. But first he decided to visit Gayadhan. Such was the desire of the fully independent Supreme Lord Gaurasundar. He performed the last rites, Shraddha ceremony of his father according to the scriptural injunctions, and then accompanied by disciples, proceeded to Gayadham. The Lord was in a very blissful mood at the thought of being able to see Gayadham. So taking leave of Mother Sachi, he left for Gaya. He passed through many towns and villages by touch of his transcendental lotus feet. They have become perfect pilgrimages. On the way he discussed many spiritual topics and explained the difficult conclusions to his disciples, sometimes joking with them, sometimes in a serious mood, finally arrived in Mandara. In Mandara hill, there is a very famous place. The Lord visited the temple on the hill, the temple of Lord Madhusudana. One day while traveling, the Lord pretended to have fever. Lord of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality, in order to teach the living entities, pretended to have fever just like an ordinary mortal. Halfway to Gayadham, the Lord got fever, which brought anxiety to his disciples. They tried various medicines and means to bring the fever down, but such was the desire of the Lord that his fever persisted. At last, the Lord himself suggested a remedy. The remedy for all suffering is drinking the water that has washed the feet of a pure brahmana. That is the medicine he expressed. To teach the world the unique position of a pure brahmana, Lord drank the water that had washed the feet of the Brahmana. Immediately, when drinking that water, Lord became healthy and his fever was gone. Such activities of the Lord in his real nature, this has been described in all Vedic scriptures. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is said, all of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. Jyathamam prapadyante. Everyone follows my path in all respects of Son of Pruta. When the devotee sincerely desires to become a servant of the Lord, then the merciful Lord grants him eternal servitude. Therefore he is known as Sivakavasala, or one who is very affectionate to his servitors. Lord readily accepts defeat if it increases the name and position of his surrendered devotee. How can devotees who have totally surrendered themselves to lotus feet of the Lord even think of leaving the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet? Lord continued his journey. Now, cured of his fever, he came to pilgrimage of Kumkum. Lord took his bath and offered worship to the departed soul of his father, then entered Gayadham. And entering Gayadham, the Lord offered his obeisance with folded hands, the holy place of pilgrimage. He came to Brahmakunda, took his bath and worshipped his father proper way. Lord then went to Chakratarya and went inside to see the impressions of lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. All the Brahmin priests sat around the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Flower garlands offered to the lotus feet were piled around. One could never take account of all the incense flowers, perfumes, clothes and ornaments which are offered to the lotus feet of which now all lay around. The Brahmins looked like divine beings and sat there describing the wonderful glories of lotus feet of Lord. They said, Lord Vishwambhara, Lord Vishweswara Shiva holds these lotus feet always close to his heart, and they are the life and soul of Srimati Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. The Supreme Lord blessed Bali Maharaj by placing these feet on his head. Now all of you pious souls see this very same lotus feet. Just a moment of sincere meditation, these lotus feet will immediately save you from hell. These lotus feet that are so rarely attained even by great mystic yogis, you have good fortune to see them. Mother Ganges sprang forth from these lotus feet, and surrendered souls of the Lord always hold these lotus feet deep in their hearts. All you fortunate souls, please see these lotus feet lies on the head of Ananta Sesa. Hearing the wonderful glories of lotus feet of Supreme Lord Gauranga merged into an ocean of ecstatic bliss, tears flowed profusely from his lotus eyes in ecstatic symptoms like haripilation. Shivering manifested it on his transcendental body at the sight of lotus feet. The benefit of the entire human society for the good fortune of all living entities, Supreme Lord Gaurachandra now began to manifest the process of devotional service, love of Godhead. All the Brahman priests marveled at the sight. His unrestricted stream like Mother Ganges poured from the Lord's lotus eyes. By divine arrangement, Srila Ishwarapuri was also present there at that time when Lord Gauranga saw Srila Ishwarapuri. He offered his obeisances, great affection. Ishwarapuri was also overjoyed to see Gaurachandra, and he embraced him very lovingly. They couldn't control their intense joy of meeting each other, and tears flowed profusely from their eyes, drenching each other. Lord Gauranga said, "Now that I have seen your lotus feet, my visit to Gaya has become successful and worthy. Oblations offered in a place of pilgrimage for the liberation of the departed souls or forefathers affect only those who are intended for, but just by your presence you have liberated so many innumerable souls of departed forefathers. Therefore, no place of pilgrimage can be compared to you. In fact, you are the purifier, even the places of pilgrimage. So, kindly, save me from drowning in the ocean of material existence, because I am surrendering my heart and soul and body to your feet. The only benediction that I desire from you is that you make me drink the nectar of Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Then Ishwar Puri spoke, listen to me, Pandit. I know very well that you are an expansion of Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how is it possible to possess vast learning like yourself or such a transcendental nature as you have? I had a dream last night of meeting the Supreme Lord, and now meeting you, the dream has been fulfilled. To tell you the truth, O Pandit, every moment I am feeling increasing ecstasy in your presence. Ever since I saw you in Navadvip, there has been nothing else on my mind except you. Whatever I have spoken is certainly the truth. I have no other motivation for speaking this. The bliss one experiences in Lord Krishna's presence, I am expressing that fully in your presence. Lord was very pleased to hear the sincere words from his beloved Ishwar Puri. He said, it is my good fortune that I met you. They were very happy with each other's company, talking confidential topics of Krishna consciousness. Srila Vedavyas in future will describe in details this discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ishwar Chandra Puri. The Lord then left Ishwar Puri, taking permission to go and take his bath and perform sacrifice in honor of his father. After completing his necessary rituals of offering oblation to his father, left Bedgaya. In Bedgaya, Lord again performed Shraddha ceremony and dissatisfied the attending priests. Very humble and sweet words, the way of pleasing the priests. From there he proceeded to Dakhir Bamaso, then to Ramgaya. In Ramgaya, Lord offered the incarnation of Lord Ram, Ramchandra Shraddha. Then he proceeded to Yudhishthir Gaya, offered a blessing to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Each time the Lord performed Shraddha ceremony, a Brahmin priest would sit around him, chant mantras. After the sacrifice, when the oblations were offered into the water, the Brahmin priests were almost sweeping down upon him for fees and other gifts. Lord simply smiled at such behavior and mercifully caught the knots of material entanglement in their hearts. Then the Lord Gauranga then went to Bhimagaya and to Sogaya and Brahmagaya and various other holy places. When he arrived in Saurasagaya, he offered a special sacrifice with 16 special ingredients, offering to our blessings respectfully. In Brahmakunda, Lord took his bath then in Gayasira blessings. There the Lord offered beautiful flowers, garlands and sandalwood paste with his own hands and worshipped lotus feet in impression of Lord Vishnu. Completing this pilgrimage in all places and satisfying as Brahman priest and returned to his place of residence, he rested for a while. Then feeling refreshed from his rest, he made preparation for cooking. As he completed the last preparation, Srila Ishwar Puri came to visit him, intoxicated from chanting the holy name of Krishna. Feeling ecstatic love for Lord, he walked into the rooms, swaying as if drunk. The Lord immediately left his cooking and the kitchen and offered his respectful obeisance, sat him down comfortably. Laughing, Srila Ishwar Puri said, O Pandit, I have come suddenly at the right time. The Lord replied, when good fortune has smiled upon me today by seeing you there, I pray that you will please accept some rich rice prasad. Srila Puripa smiled and said, but then what will you have? Lord said, I'll cook some rice for me now. Srila Puripada asked, what is the use of cooking again? Whatever you have already cooked, let us share that amongst ourselves. Smiling, Lord replied, whatever is already prepared, that is all for you. In no time I can prepare something afresh. Please, do not feel hesitant. You eat first. Offering to Ishwarpuri what he had cooked for himself, Lord went back into the kitchen and began preparing food once again. Feeling great happiness, the Lord exhibited so much mercy to Ishwarpuri, and Sripad Puri also had no other thought in mind other than Krishna. The Lord served Sripad Puri with his own hands, and Sripad Puri relished the Lord's cooking with great delight. While this was going on, Rama Devi, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, personally appeared and cooked for Lord, unseen by anyone in the kitchen. Seeing to that Sripad Puri was fully satisfied, Lord sat down to eat. The transcendental activities of the Lord and his devotees are so wonderful that anyone who hears them with faith and sincerity is immediately granted another devotion at the lotus feet of Lord. So, Mahaprabhu manifested that leela, Joro leela, in order to delude these smart brahmanas and to establish this thing that who is real brahmana, who is real brahmana, who is a dear devotee of the Lord, who is a Vaishnav, he said. Who is a Vaishnav, who is very dear to the Lord. The Supreme Lord is known as Bhakta Vatsala, Sevaka Vatsala, very dear to his servitor. A servitor is very dear to him, Sevaka Vatsala, Bhakta Vatsala. Je tahan dasya pada bhave nirantara, tahan avasya dasya karenishara. One who thinks lotus feet of the Lord constantly, the Lord becomes his servant. Yes. Six opportunity when I can get such opportunity to serve my dasa, my bhakta, dear devotee. Atev namatana sevaka vatsala, apane hariya vadayana bhutya vada. So he is known as sevaka vatsala, bhakta vatsala, very dear to his devotee, his servitors. He himself accepts defeat to glorify his devotee. Devotee becomes victorious, and Lord becomes defeated. That he has manifested when Bhishma Dev was fighting in battlefield of Kurukshetra. Do you understand? Bhishma Dev had promised, Krishna had promised, he won't catch hold of any weapon and fight, take part in fighting battle. Bhishma Dev promised, I'll break this promise. I must make you hold the weapon. Yes. That he did. Do you understand? And Bhishma Dev was fighting with Arjuna, and Krishna was the charioteer. Bhishma Dev, do you follow? As long as bow and arrows are there in his hand, nobody can defeat him. Nobody can kill him, and he had gotten that boon from his mother Gandhis, Ichhamrityu. Do you understand? Nobody can kill Bhishma Dev. It's unconquerable. Do you understand? Nobody can conquer. His mother Ganga Devi had given him boon. Nobody can kill Ichhamrityu. When he himself will that I will leave this body, then he will live. Otherwise nobody can. So he was unconquerable. So Arjuna couldn't conquer him. Rather Arjuna's chariot sunk into the ground, you see. Couldn't move. Arjuna was bewildered, what to do? So at that time, Krishna jumped down from the chariot and took up one of the wheels of the chariot, ran towards Vishwanath. Then Vishwanath said, now my promise. What I promised, now I am, is all right. Now I am completely placed, no more fighting. Then he gave up fighting. Because he broke the promise of Krishna. Yes, now he has taken and running towards him, you understand, to fight. He broke the promise of Krishna. That means, Apana hariya badayana bhukta bala. That means, Lord is now defeated. Now, this devotee is their devotee, servitor becomes victorious now. You follow? Krishna, the promise was broken. Devotee can break the promise. Therefore, a devotee, dear devotee, pure devotee, is greater than the Supreme Lord. Nobody is greater. Matta paratara nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Krishna said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. O dhananjaya, O Arjuna, nobody is superior to me. He is supreme. But he says, aham bhakto paradhira. Ah, sudantra ivadija sadhu nastavya bhaktir bhaktadarapriya. Ninth canto he says, to Durvasa Muni. Oh, I have no independence. Who is supremely independent? He says, I have no independence. I am subordinate to my bhakta, to my dear devotee. Bhakta paradhira. Do you understand? That is the special characteristic of the Supreme Lord. Who is supremely independent, he says, I have no independence. I am subordinate to my bhakta. Nobody, he is not subordinate to anybody. All are subordinate to him. Ekali Ishwara Krishna Arsava Bhrutya. Ariste Ekatattam Vidhishiva Suresa Pranamitam. Even Brahma, Shiva, Suresa, Devaraj Indra, all are subordinate to him. Ekali Ishwara Krishna Arsava Bhrutya. Only Krishna is Ishwara, Parameshwara, all are his servants. Supreme Lord Krishna says, I am subordinate to my dear devotee. Yes. I am subordinate to my dear devotee. Krishna will make some promise, but the dear devotee can break it. That proved in that fighting with Bhishma there. Do you understand? That way. Tahan avasya dasya karena ishwara. Je tahan dasya padabhavi nirantara, tahan avasya dasya karena ishwara. One is constantly thinks of the service of Krishna, service of Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord becomes his das, his servant. Krishna samya hoite hoy bodo bhakta pada. Krishna samya hoite hoy bodo bhakta pada. Nobody is equal to Krishna. Asamardha tattva, asama urdha. Nobody is equal, nobody is superior to him. Asamardha tattva, but Krishna samya hoita hai bada bhakta bhakta. If someone becomes his dear devotee, he makes him greater. He makes him greater. Greater than he makes him. Otherwise nobody is superior to him. Nobody is equal to him. That's what he says. Atev nama tarseva kavasala apane hariya barayana bhutya bala. Sarvatra rakhyaka hena prabhura charana baladikhi kemadhariya bhakta gana. Those are dear devotees. They are completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna. They are always engaged in loving service to the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is the only object of love. Premi bhaktas. They have bound up Krishna in their heart with the rope of love. You understand? In Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, he has said, Sada muktopi vadhasmi bhaktena snarajjubi. Sada muktopi vadhasmi bhaktena snarajjubi. Though I am supremely free, supremely independent, still I am bound up the rope of love of my devotee. Vadasmi bhakti yena snaharajjumi. Who is supremely free, is not in bondage, but he is in bondage, loving bondage. His dear devotee, Premi Bhakta, can bind him with the rope of love, and he has bound him up with the love in his heart. He cannot leave his heart. He cannot leave his heart. Do you understand? Therefore this is, what is it, Billomangal Thakur. Billomangal Thakur said that thing. When Billomangal Thakur blinded himself, begged for the hairpin from that lady, following him, came to consciousness, this eyes put me in such danger, nasty eyes. All right, what do you want from me? I don't want anything from you. Give me your hairpin. So he blinded himself. When he became blinded, he was going to Vrindavan. Now he became blind. How can he go? The Krishna immediately appeared before him. Oh, sadhu, you are going to Vrindavan. Now you are blind, how can you go? All right, catch hold of my stick. I'll lead you to Vrindavan. So Krishna led him to Vrindavan. He reached Vrindavan. Then Krishna, now you are here now, Vrindavan. So he snatched off. He snatched up the stick from his hand, forcibly. He forcibly snatched up the stick from his hand. At that time, Billomangala said, you snatched up the stick from my hand. That you are real Purusa. You have Purusa. He cannot. No paroye. Krishna said already, no paroye. I cannot. I am defeated. I cannot slip up from the heart of the pure devotee. He has bound up with the rope of love in his heart. This bondage is so, strong bondage are so tight that Krishna cannot break it, who is all powerful. Understand? So, how can you break this bondage of love? Is so tight, so strong bondage, even all powerful Krishna cannot break it. He says, I am defeated. I cannot. I am defeated. Krishna samya haita hoy bada bhakta pada. Nobody will be equal to Krishna. If someone becomes a dear devotee, premi bhakta, Krishna makes him greater, gives him the greater position than him. Do you understand? Krishna serves him. Krishna always seeking opportunity how to serve his dear devotee. And it is said also, Krishna follows behind his dear devotee just to take some dust from his feet. Yes. Still, unnoticingly. He follows to take some dust from the lotus feet of Premi Bhakta. Why? Giving comments on it. Siddha Swami has said, Jiva Goswami has said, you understand? To purify by the dust of the lotus feet of his dear devotee, Krishna can purify his creation. In order to purify his creation, Krishna follows unnoticingly behind his timber to take some dust. That is Siddha Swami says. So Jiva Goswami says in his Sandarbha, Krishna cannot pay back the debt of his Premi Bhakta. He become indebted to him. That he has said, tenth canto to gopis. Yes. Oh, gopis, you have developed so much love towards me. Pure love. Therefore you gave up everything. Your home, family, bonded, family affections, husband, children, home, heart, everything, dear ones. You have come at dead of night to this jungle to me. You follow? So, you love me so much, but I cannot pay it back. I have nothing to pay back this debt, so I become indebted. Krishna became indebted to them, nothing to pay back. Because the wealth required to pay back this debt is not in my possession. Not in my possession, no. So Krishna became indebted. So Jiva Goswami commented, in order to pay back his debt, Krishna follows. Unnoticingly, and his premi bhakut to get some dust, thereby he can pay back his debt. Do you understand? Because he cannot pay back debt now, he is ruining. Do you understand? He has incurred debt. So in order to pay back the debt, in order to purify himself, Krishna takes the dust. Understand? The Jiva Goswami commented in that way. So it is said also this time. Sevakavaschala. Ateva namatana sevakavaschala apana hariyabharayana bhuttyavala. Therefore his name is Sevakavaschala, dear to his sarbhita. Bhaktavaschala, he himself accepts defeat and makes his dear devotee victorious. Thereby he glorifies, he establishes the glory of his dear devotee. In order to give this teaching, to teach the whole world this thing, he drank the feet washing water of a pure Brahmana with Achyutatma Vishnu Tattva Veta Achyutatma Brahmana. It's Achyuta Gotriya. That means Vaishnava. Which Vaishnava is really a perfect Brahmana. So not Achyuta Vastu. He is Brahmana. Viditva. That I was quoting from Bodhidharma Upanishad. Is Brahmana. Knowing Achyuta Vastu, who lives this planet, is Brahmana. Without knowing Achyuta Vastu, who lives, is Kripada. So this is Brahmana who knows Achyuta Vastu, who knows Krishna. That is Achyutatma, Vishnu Tattva Veda, who knows Vishnu Tattva or Krishna Tattva. Jai Krishna Tattva Veda, say Guru Hoy. Is Guru, who knows Krishna Tattva. Krishna Tattva Veda, Achyutatma Brahmana. In order to establish his glory, Mahaprabhu drank feet washing water. That is Mahaprabhu's leela. Mam kitanu akhyaravit achyutatma brahmana. Mam kitanu akhyaravit achyutatma. Who knows? Infallible Lord achyutmastu. He is brahmana. Therefore, the real brahmana. And also, this is, who is that? Adhidacharya Prabhu. Adhidacharya Prabhu did Shraddha ceremony of his father. And he invited Haridas Thakur. You follow? He invited Haridas Thakur, who is born in Mahamadan family, Mletsa family, Javan family. Who is born in Mletsa family, Javan family, and offered Shraddha Patra to him. Haridas Thakur said, Why are you doing like that? Why are you doing like that? The all Brahmanas will excommunicate you. You are Brahmana? Is born in Brahman family, living in Brahman Sasan village of Brahmanas. If you do like that, I am born in Mahamadan family, Mletsa family. So if you do like that, you'll be excommunicated. But what Adhisarapur said, that's all mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Asajyako hena tumi na koriyo vayyo Asajyako hena tumi na koriyo vayyo Sei acho divo jei Sastro mato yo Sei acho divo jei Sastro mato yo Tumi khaile hoyo koti Namana bhojana Kaile hoyo koti Brahmana bhojana Ei mato Ali sraddha patro Karailo bhojana Ei boli sraddha patro Karailo bhojana Adhidhārya said, you don't be afraid of that thing. I'll do that what Śāstra has said. Tumi khaira hoye koti brahmana bhojana. If you only eat, then I'll get the result of feeding crores of brahmanas. Only you alone will eat. Because he is such a pure devotee. It is apparent or externally that he is born in Mahamadan family. That's not so important. Jai bhaje sei bada abhakta hina chhar, it is said. Krishna bhajane nahi jati kuladi vichar. Jai bhaje sei bada abhakta hina chhar. In Krishna bhajan, there is no such restriction of caste, creed. Do you understand? No restriction. Anybody. Jati-kulāji vichār, jai bhaje sei bada, abhakta hinachār. One who engaged in bhajan, he becomes great. One done to bhajan abhakta, he may be born. He may be born in a very aristocratic family, Brahmin family, but he is not engaged in bhajan, he is abhakta. Non-devotee, hina, he is very, very degraded. Ina char. Jai bhaje sei bada. Nicha jati noye Krishna bhajane. Ajogya. Satkula vipranaye bhajane jogya. Jai bhaje sei bada avakta hina char. Krishna bhajane nahi jati kula divichar. Chaitanya Charitamrita says. If someone is born in a very low caste, degraded caste, he cannot do Krishna bhajan. No such thing, anybody. That's not criterion. Anybody can do bhajan. Satkula vipranaya bhajan yogya, only those who are born in very aristocratic high Brahman family, only they can do bhajan. No such thing. Jai bhaja sei bada. One who engages himself Krishna bhajan, he becomes greater. Great. Avakta hinasa. But who doesn't do bhajan, he may be born in very high aristocratic Brahman family, but his avakta, his non-devotee, he is most degraded. Bhajane nahi jati kuladi vichar. There is no such discrimination of jati and kula, dynasty or caste in Krishna bhajan, indiscriminately. Name avakta satrubedi vadvakta sopacapriya तस्मै देयं तद् ग्राह्यं स च पूज्यो यथाह्यहम्. One may be a great pandit reading four Vedas, have acquired all Vedic knowledge, but is not my devotee, is not devotee of the Lord. He is not dear to me. Madhvakta sobhata priya. One may born in Channal family, dog eater's family, most degraded family. But is my bhakta, he becomes my bhakta, devotee, he is very dear to me. Tasme deyam tata grajyam sato ipujyo tathayam. If you want to give something, give him. Give donation, give him. Tasme deyam, he is the perfect recipient to receive donation. Tasme deyam tata grajyam. Whatever he gives to you, you accept it. Prasad, what prasad gives. Saja pujyat dhayam. Supreme Lord says, he is as worshipable as I am. That is what, a bhakta. A bhakta is greater. Krishna samya hoyate hoy, bodo bhakta pada. Krishna samya haita hai bada bhakta pada. One becomes bhakta, dear devotee, Krishna makes him greater than him. Nobody is great. Krishna is great. Matta parataru nanyat kinchida sti dhananjaya. Oh dhananjaya, nobody is greater. But Krishna says, one becomes my devotee, he becomes greater. I make him great. Krishna always seeks opportunity to serve. You understand? So he is a real Brahmana who is a Vaishnava. Therefore, Haridas Thakur, though born in Mamadan family, Adityacharya gave him sadhapatra. And he said, if you alone are fed, I'll get the result of feeding crores of Brahmanas. Such a glory. So in order to establish the glory of such a perfect Brahmana, who is real Vaishnava, Mahaprabhu manifested that Jora Leela, and to cure his Jora, he drank spirituality water. That is the purpose. Understand? That is the purpose. No other purpose is there. Therefore, so Brahmanas are beautiful when they are forgiving. Kshama. So, and this special quality of Brahmana described here is forgiveness. Samadama tapasaucham. Khyantiya arjabung evacha. Jnana vijnana astikyam brahma karma sabhavacham. These are the natural work of Brahmana, natural qualities of Brahmana. So, the khyanti means forgiveness. Samasrata. That is the special quality of Brahmana. This verse says, Jamadagni said. And Prabhupada quoted Chanakya Pandit. Different personality becomes beautiful by possessing different qualities. Chanakya Pandit says that cuckoo bird, although very black, is beautiful because of its sweet voice. Similarly, a woman becomes beautiful by her chastity and faithfulness to her husband. Is not. Bodily feature is very beautiful. No. That's not real beauty. Real beauty of woman is here. With chest and faithful to her husband. Sati sadhi padibrata, that person. Chaste lady, chastity, and devoted, faithful to her husband. That is the beauty of a woman. Yes, that is the beauty of the woman. If the wife is not chaste, is not devoted to husband, so that's ugly. Maybe his bodily feature is very, her bodily feature is very beautiful. Huh? But this quality lacking. She is ugly. She is ugly. Huh? Maybe bodily feature ugly, but this quality, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. 11th canto says, Mang gang godugdha asatincha bharjyam deham paradhino asatpradancha vitam totirthikruta mangalavacham hinangmaya rakhyati dukkha dukhi. 11, 19 verse. You may have a cow, but barren cow. Cow is barren. Very nice looking cow, but barren. Never gives milk. Huh? Not beautiful cow. Then says, asatincha bharjya. You may have a wife, but not chaste. Unchaste wife, not devoted. Padibrata, not devoted to the husband, not faithful to the husband. And maybe very beautiful. But not proper. Your beauty is there, is ugly. Should be rejected. He said, asatincha bharjya. You serve Krupana Durjana. Oh, I have my job. I'll earn money, then I can maintain. And serving crooked persons, very crooked persons, you are. Krupana Durjana, rascals, crooked. Rascals, crooked, you are serving them and getting earning money to maintain your body. Such body is very troublesome. It will give you all trouble, he said. Then asat putra. You have a son, but not sat putra. Understand me? What is that?
Bad son.
You said bad son. Never. Disobedient son. Bad son. You follow? It'll put you on all trouble. Just troublesome. Satpatim nestanaitva dhana, then said. Vitam torthikrutam. And you have some wealth and money, but you are not giving it to a perfect brahmana or vaishnava as donation, and you are giving to a person who is not perfect recipient. Do you understand? Proper recipient. Then that donation will give you trouble. Do you understand? These are all causes of your trouble and suffering. Yes. Similarly, maya rakhyati dukha dukhi. Those who don't know Supreme Lord, but still acquiring Vedic knowledge, studying Vedas, sarvaichi, Vedi Angeva Vidya. In Gita Krishna says, in all Vedas I am to be known. But so-called Vedavadis are there, so-called. They demand we are Vedavadis, proclaim we are Vedavadis, but don't know Krishna. They say there is no mention the name of Krishna in Veda, they say. Because Krishna never manifest himself before such rascals. They are not devotees, Krishna will never manifest. All the Vedas, I am to be known, Krishna says. But they say, where is no mention of name of Krishna in Vedas. They say, so-called Vedavadis. So this verse says, verse Bhagavata, 11th canto, those who are studying Vedas, acquiring Vedic knowledge, but don't know me, don't know Krishna, so their Vedic knowledge will put them in all trouble. They are all troublesome. All these are troublesome. Asati bharja, asat putra, barren cow, unchaste wife, not devoted to husband, bad son, disobedient son, not faithful to the father. Follow. And barren cow, don't give milk. Troublesome, So, those who are studying Veda without knowing Krishna cannot understand Krishna. That Vedic knowledge is also troublesome. That says, one who becomes a devotee of Krishna, a Vaishnava, pure devotee, an alloyed devotee, automatically all good qualities, jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana, sarvi gunishtatra, samasti sura, rava bhaktasya kuta mahatguna, manurathe nasati, dhavatavahi, it is said. Manatanasati dhavatavahi. Jasyasti bhakti akinchana sarvi gunishtatra samasti sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manatanasati dhavatavahi. One who has developed unalloyed devotion. Do you understand? Unalloyed devotion. Automatically. It is automatic that all good qualities, all divine qualities will manifest in him. All divine qualities, yes. Harava bhaktasya kutamhat guna manarthanasati dhavat vahi. Who is not a devotee of Hari, Lord Hari. A bhakta, non-devotee. But he may be very highly placed here, occupying very highest position here in the society. But he has no good qualities at all. He is only riding a chariot concocted in his mind and running hither and thither. Nothing else. So, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is mentioned, Kresagni Subhada Mukhya Lagudakrita Sudullava Sandra Nanda Vishasatma Sri Krishna Karsvini Cha Sa. Sudharati, pure devotion, has six glories. What are those? Yeah? Bolo? One. You said one, then? Jesus said one auspicious, Subhada. All right, then? Then? Transcendental happiness? Yes. Three. Yes. Very rare. Yes. Yeah. To attain. Yes. Then? Kleshagni, fasting Kleshagni. Do you understand? Fasting Kleshagni. Kleshagni means destroys Klesha, suffering. Destroys sinful reactions, sinful reactions, sinful activities, destroys the seed, that means avidya. Avidya is the seed, ignorance is the seed. Therefore, a person commits sinful activity, destroys the seed, papa bija, seed of sinful activity, that is avidya. Therefore, it is known as kleshagni. Then all your klesha, suffering, is destroyed. Subhada is all auspicious. What is that?
Good fortune.
What do you mean by that?
All good qualities.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Pad has explained it. Subhani Prinanam Sarva Jagata Manuraktata Sadguna Sukamityadina Khyatani Mani Sibhi. This verse says, Subhani Prinanam Trinana word is very significant here. Trinana means is love, priti, and srupti, satisfaction. Trinana means this word. Subhani trinana sarva jagata anuraktata sadguna sukamityadina khyatani manishibhi. Those are manishis, learned scholars, they say that this is subhadatva, this is all auspicious, that whole world, understand me, should develop, when whole world loves somebody, who is he? He is a sadhu, who is a pure devotee. Has gotten Krishna. Yes, Krishna is all attractive. All Krishna is the object of love. That is one. Subha. That is one Subhada. Prinana. All world will be develop love for him. And whole world will be attracted towards him. Anuraktata. This is second thing. Do you understand? And all good qualities are there, who is developed on our devotion, automatically. Sadguna sukamityadina khyatani manisimi. All good qualities manifest in him, who is pure sadhu, pure devotion, but developed. And he is always in transcendental happiness, sukha. These are subha. These are auspiciousness. Do you understand? This is subha, auspicious, subhada. The pandits, the scholars, they say this is subha. Then prinana, jagat prinana adi dvaya pratipadam, padam purana says, Janarchide Haristena Tapitani Jagantyapi Rajyanti Jantabastatra Jangama Sthavarabi. Padma Prana says these two things. The Bhakta, pure devotee, who has an alert devotion or pure devotion. So he gives pleasure to whole world. And Jagaduna Rattata, the whole world will be devoted to him, attracted towards him. Padma Purana says, one who is a dear devotee of Lord Hari, one who renders loving service, always engaged in rendering loving service to the lotus feet of Lord Hari, only he can satisfy the whole world. Even the moving and non-moving sthavar jangam, all will be attracted towards him. That is prinana. You understand? That is prinana. The word prinana. Priti. Subhada. This is subhada. Then mukhya lagatakrat, the pure devotion, the mokhya, liberation is very, very insignificant thing. Sudullava, rarely achieved. Sandrananda viseshatma, pragada ananda surva, is always in transcendental blissful state. Sri Krishna Karsini, Krishna is attracted towards him. That's what. Krishna is all attractive. But one who develops pure devotion, Subhadavati, Krishna becomes attracted to us. That is six glories of bhakti. Sudhavati. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagati akinchana sarvi guneshtatva samatishura harava bhaktasya kutam hadgura manatana asadhi dhavatavahi. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks about this, what are the qualities of a sadhu. Was a sadhu, pure devotee, he is, what to say, purified, externally and internally. Antasudhi, bahisudhi. Krupāla vakruta droha satyasāra sabha niddo sabadānya mṛdu sujiya kiñcana sarvapakāraka santa kusrika sarana agāma niriyastira vijita sarguna mita bhukka pramatta manada mani gambhira karuna maitra kavidakhya mauni. These are the qualities. But chief quality is kusrika sarana. Understand me? Completely surrender unto lotus feet of Krishna. That is the chief quality. Mukhya, others are secondary, gauna. If chief is there, gauna secondary ones automatically develop. Krupalu akrita droho satya sar sama, as 11th canto Bhagavata says, and Saitan Chattamata. Niddo sabadanya mridu suji akinchana, sarva pakarka santa kusnika sarana, akama nirihasti rabijita sarguna, mitabhuka pramatta manada mani, gambhira karuna maitra kavidakhya moni. He is very merciful. Krupalu, akruta droha, is not envious. He doesn't develop any enmity towards anybody. Satyasara is truthful. He has equal vision. He sees Krishna everywhere, therefore equal vision. Sees Paramatma, soul, super soul, equal vision. Gita says, vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gabhihastini sunichaita sopageta pandita samadarsina. Pandita, they are samadarsi, they have developed equal vision because they see only super soul everywhere, therefore equal vision. Otherwise, how can one become, how can one develop equal vision unless he sees super soul in him, in everybody? Nirdosa, he has no defect, free from all defects. Badanya is very munificent. Murudu, Suchi is very clean, internally and externally clean. Akinchana, lowest of the low. He always thinks lowest of the low. Akinchana, no pride, no arrogance. Sarvapakaraka, he does good to one and all because he sees Krishna samandha. Only one relationship, Krishna. Oh, it's Krishna's jiva. So he does good. Who is the object of my love? He does love towards one and all. If you can love Krishna, then you can love one and all. Otherwise, you cannot love. You understand? There is no question of love at all. Then there is dvandabhav, duality, liking and disliking. You may like somebody and dislike somebody. Hatred. Dvanda. You see Krishna. Krishna is the object of love only. He can love one and all. Oh, he is Krishna. There is no question of hatred, disliking. Sarvapakaraka santa is peaceful. Krishna ikasana completely surrendered to Krishna. Akama, he has no desire, free from all desires. Desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation, free from all desires. Akama, sthira, he is fixed, vijita sarguna. He has conquered his mind and senses. Mitabhuk, he is not a glutton, he never eats so much, he eats very little. Apramatta, he is very humble. Manada, he gives respect to one and all, never demands respect or money. Gambhira is the grave, karuna, merciful, maitra, friendly. Dakshya, expert. Mauni is silent. Silent means he only speaks about Krishna, he never speaks anything other than Krishna. That is mauna, silence. Kavi, he knows Krishna, he is Kavi, he knows everything. That is Kavi. These are the qualities. The question arises, will somebody first acquire all these qualities, then bhakti will develop? Or if bhakti develops, all these qualities will arise? This is the question. What is your answer? Simultaneous. First, bhakti, develop another devotion. Automatically these qualities will develop. No need that you'll acquire these qualities. No. You see, all bhakti shastra, it is said, how can one develop bhakti? Only thing is required is bhakti. If you develop your bhakti and your devotion, automatically all good qualities will develop. Krishna bhakte krishner guna sakale sanchare sarva maha guna gana vaishnava sarire krishna bhakte krishner guna sakale sanchare. Whatever qualities are there in Krishna, all qualities are there in a Vaishnava, Krishna bhakta, aikantiya Krishna bhakta. Do you understand? Pure Krishna bhakta. The same qualities are there. To follow. Except these four madhuryas. Understand? All 60 qualities. And there in the person of a pure Krishna bhakta, whatever qualities they are in Krishna. So bhakti is the main thing. If you develop bhakti, automatically all qualities will develop. How can one develop bhakti? Bhakti is the bhakta sangena parijayate. If you do the sadhu sangha, bhakta sangha, vishnava sangha, sangha pe pure devotee is a devotee, then you will develop bhakti. That is bhakti sukruti. Understand? In previous birth, if you achieve some bhakti sukruti, this birth will develop bhakti and automatically you will be attracted towards sadhu sangha. Kon bhagya, kon jiver, sadha jadi hoy, says jiva sadhu sangha kore. If he has good fortune from his previous birth, he has achieved bhakti sukruti, then he becomes attracted for sadhu sangha. He comes for sadhu sangha. Who is coming? So many people are there. How many are coming? It's question of sukruti. Understand my language. Question of sukruti, bhakti sukruti. So, if somebody has acquired bhakti sukruti from previous birth, then he develops sraddha for bhakti. He comes for sadhu sangha and develops bhakti. Then, adu sraddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajan kriya. First thing is sraddha, he develops sraddha, faith, unflinching faith, strong faith, sadhu sastra guru. Then he accepts guru padasraya. He accepts guru, etc. of the lotus feet of guru, sadhu padasraya. Then he engages himself in bhajan, gurubhan gatya bhajan. Do you understand? One must accept. One must accept of a sadhu guru, then you will do bhajan. He will teach you how to do bhajan. You don't know how to do bhajan. So, before that, prior to that, understand my language? Before accepting the lotus feet of sadhu, taking shelter at the lotus feet of sadhu, before engaging in bhajan, there are many unarthas, isn't it? Girece nana anarthare bha. You are surrounded with many anarthas. Those who are opposite to all good qualities. Asadguna. Sadguna virodhi. Then, when someone develops sraddha, does sadhu sangha, accepts a sadhu guru, takes shelter at the lotus feet of sadhu, guru, and engages himself bhajan, then all his anarthas are bhajan kriya, then anartha nibruti, all his anarthas are destroyed. That is the result of bhakti, developed by the mercy or from the association of sadhu. This is the result of sadhu sangha. So, when develops bhakti, pure bhakti and alert devotion, automatically all good qualities, all these good qualities develop. all these good qualities are there. As long as the anarthas are not destroyed, and good qualities are not developed, then what is the position? As long as one was, once anarthas are not destroyed, and all these good qualities are not developed, what is the position of that sāvaka? In what stage he is? He is in bhajanabhās or nāmabhās stage. Bhajanabhās or nāmabhās. Yes, understand. His anarthas are not destroyed, all these good qualities are not developed. Thus his stage level is bhajanabhās or nāmabhās. Yes, most dangerous stage. All fall down from nāmabhās stage. Yes. All fall down from nāmabhās stage. Yes. Because he'll commit aparādh, he'll do asasaṅga, then he'll fall down. His anarthas are not destroyed. Yes. So this is simultaneous. This is simultaneous. If someone engages himself with Suddha Bhajan, pure Bhajan, by the association of pure devotees, engages himself with pure Bhajan, chants pure name, automatically, simultaneously all good qualities develop. This simultaneously develop. You understand? Jugpat simultaneous. So this says non-arthas are there and that sadhaka will not develop any test or anything material, only one test he develops. Namiruji, test for chanting holy name, and he relishes the amrit, nectar emanating. Nama prema amrita, nama amrita, nectar emanating from holy name. Only test he develops, no other test he has. So, on the part of a devotee, there is no need of making any effort to acquire these qualities, no need. Only develop your devotion, automatically all good qualities will develop. You understand? Yes. And people accept the lotus feet of a pure devotee, and under his guidance, you are engaged in devotional service, bhajan kriya, your anarthas will be destroyed and all good qualities will be developed. Sadguna deva is simultaneous development there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, oh my dear friends, oh my dear brothers, don't waste your valuable time in acquiring all these good qualities. Make effort. Only endeavor should be there how to sadhu means premi bhakta, pure devotee. You have developed Krishna prema. Then your bhajan will be nice. Bhajan will be purified, marjita, cleansed. Cetadarpana marjanam. Mirror is cleansed, more cleansed, more the mirror cleansed, more the reflection will be clearer. If our bhajan is more cleansed, whose bhajan is more cleansed? More and more, who is always in sadhu sangha? Understand? Sadhu sangha anukhyana marjita hoya bhajana. Understand that song, very important. Who is always in sadhu sangha, in the association of pure devotee, devotees, and does bhajan. His bhajan becomes more clean, like mirror becomes clean, double dot, perfectly clean, then perfect reflection comes. That is what he said. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, oh my dear brothers, don't waste your valuable time in acquiring all these good qualities, only one thing, a pure sadhu sangha takes shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee and engage yourself in bhajana under his guidance. Then you can develop your devotion, automatically all good qualities will develop. It's not fact that all good qualities will first develop, then I'll do bhakti. No, no such thing. So, this is most important thing. As soon as one develops your devotion, then all good qualities develop automatically. And chief symptom of a sadhu, pure devotee, is completely surrender unto Krishna. Krishnika sanatva. But if chief symptom is not there, other symptoms are there, those qualities have no value at all. Understand my language? Those qualities have no value at all. Other qualities are there, but chief one is absent. Understand? Chief one is absent. Chief one is complete surrender unto Krishna. Krishnika sanatva. So as long as the chief one is not there, but other qualities are there, so we are not developed pure devotion. You'll never develop pure devotion. No. Without that chief one, other qualities have no value at all. No value at all. So life of such a bhakta is, let's say, useless. Be poor. Life of such a bhakta is useless in the absence of chief one. Do you understand? Completely surrender. Unconditionally. Not partially, not artificially, not conditionally. Complete, unconditional surrender. That is the chief one. If chief one there, then all secondary ones automatically develop. That is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So the value of, without Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti, the value of other good qualities have no value at all. The other good qualities have no value. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So one who is such a pure devotee, completely surrendered soul, he has all good qualities and he is all beautiful. Isn't it? He is all beautiful. All beauty lies there. Krishna is all beautiful and he has gotten Krishna, he is all beautiful. Thank you. This is the conclusion. There lies all beauty. Yes. Apparently he may be ugly, but he is a pure devotee. Atichet sudurasar bhajate mananya bhag sadhuriyeva samantabhya samyata vivasita isa dhyatra isa. He may be a blind man, he may be a cripple, ugly looking person, but he's a pure devotee. He's all beautiful. He's all beautiful. Because Krishna is all beautiful, he has gotten Krishna. He is all beautiful. All beauty lies there. It's not, you see the external beauty only. Then you'll be cheated. You'll be cheated. Yes. External beauty, they see external beauty. Oh, this girl is very beautiful, looks very beautiful. Now I'll marry him. Very beautiful. He's cheated. But there's no real beauty, bhakti is not there. So he's cheated. They say, unchaste lady, is unchaste, not devoted to husband, it's the cause of all troubles, all suffering. She'll bring all trouble, all suffering to you. Yes, definitely. Because you are cheated. You are allured by her external beauty, but you have not seen the real beauty. If she has real beauty, that is Krishna bhakti. real beauty. Yes. To see the real beauty, don't be allured to the external beauty. Understand me.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Some ISKCON devotees say that sadhu sangha is of three types, kanishta, madhyam, and uttam.
Uh-huh.
And that you can, and there's, you can still use the term sadhu sangha to describe, and there's still
what
some.
What is a premi bhakta? My thing is something different. Premi bhakta.
Otherwise, yes. Sadhu sangha just does not apply. It's no ultimate benefit.
What destination we want to reach?
Hmm?
We have destination, goal. How can you have it? Can get all beautiful Krishna. Our goal is to get all beautiful Krishna, Shyam Sundar. So, therefore, Premi Bhakta, who was bound of Shyam Sundar in his heart, has gotten it. Huh? Only he can attract everybody. What it says? Krishna, even Krishna is attracted. Sri Krishna Akarshini. So you have these three dasas. Sadhan dasa, bhava dasa, prem dasa. Sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, prem bhakti. So six glories are there. Kleshagni. What is that? Subhada. In sadhan dasa it may come. Bhav, then bhav. Bhav dasa. Next two. What is that?
All auspicious.
All auspicious.
It becomes insignificant.
Mukhya lagu dagrut. Mukhya lagu dagrut. Mukti becomes insignificant. Then prem dasa. Sandra Ananda Vishesahatma Sri Krishna Akarshini, who attracts Krishna. All six are there. All six are there. But in Kanishta only maybe two. Then, understand, Bhaktar Bhu Brahma.
Yes.
Our goal is Krishna, all beautiful Krishna. So, how can one get it? That Guru said, Premi Bhakta. Yes. The Krishna becomes attractive.
So you're saying that one has to stay always in that association?
Yes, he is very fortunate. Yeah.
So what if that Premi Bhakta is not where you're staying? What if that Premi Bhakta happens to be in a different place from where your Prabhudatta Desh may be?
Yes.
So how to associate? If we are not pure, how can we associate with him?
You should give develop greed for it. Yes. How can I get it? Because you have intense, this burning desire, intense desire in heart. Krishna will make all possible impossible. Impossible, possible, possible, impossible. Yes. That Krishna can fulfill.
So you will get?
He'll get. Either he'll come here or he'll go there. He'll go there. Yes, Krishna can make it.
What if that Premi Bhakta, he gives some service which may be away from his association. He may give a service that is away from his physical association.
Yes.
But that devotee may not be pure enough to understand how to associate in such a place away from the
physical.
But
he is carrying out the order, do you understand, faithfully, and as it is, not twisting. So he'll go there. Oh, let me go to see him. Yes. Even Krishna comes. Let me go to see him. Yes. Therefore it is said, don't develop the desire to see Krishna. You serve, you render loving service to him. So Krishna run to give, will run to give you darshan. Let me go and see. Yes. Understand me?
Yes.
Yes.
Guru Maharaj, you were saying that a real Brahma is someone who knows the Chuta, infallible Lord.
Ooh.
So does that mean that he's seen the Lord or he just knows about the Lord?
Huh?
What does that mean, that he's seen Krishna or he knows about
Krishna? He sees, he knows everything. Wow, wow. What are you saying? Krishna cannot and is not unmanifested to him. He is always manifested. What Krishna, who is completely Krishna conscious? What is that? Jamang pasyati sarvatra. Sarvamsa mai pasyati. Pasya na pasyami sajame na pasyami. This is complete Krishna conscious. One who sees me everywhere. Huh? Wherever. Wherever you look, oh, Krishna is there. Huh? And sees everything in him. He is complete Krishna conscious. He is not out of my sight, I am not out of his sight. He sees me, I see him. Huh? And who? Chaitanya Chaitanya. Bhakta ama preme bandhiya se hudaya bhittare. Jahan netra pade tahan dekhoya amar. Kaviraj Goswami says, explains this. That premi bhakta is Krishna's language. He has bound me up in his heart with the rope of love. Wherever he looks, he sees me. Who sees? Is premi bhakta sees. Then, huh? All beautiful Shyam Sundar. So? Understand?
So all these people that have got like, I'm a Brahmin, I got a Brahmin thread, that doesn't mean perfect Brahmin again.
Yeah, Baba. That don't mean perfect Brahmas. Tattva-nadananti Brahma-sutrena-garvita. So-called Kali Yuga Brahmanas. They don't know Brahma-tattva. Oh, I am Brahman, don't you know? I have this Brahman, curse him. He's so fucked up of his Brahma-sutra, his Brahminical thread only. But don't know Brahma-tattva. He's not a Brahman.
Bhagavatam, it says like that, that they'll just wear the thread just to for show.
Yes. You understand? So?
That is a
2 paisa. Only 2 paisa thread, yes. 2 paisa thread. Yes.
So, Guruji, you say on that verse that whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna.
Yes.
And that person is Guru. Mm. So, how do we understand that?
Mm. Because he sees Krishna everywhere. Huh? Mahaprabhu, that is Mahaprabhu's version. Huh? Krishna gave a restriction. Krishna gave a restriction. Bhagavad Gita. Na bhaktaya na taskaya. Huh? Who is not a bhakta, not a devotee, who has no tapasya, don't say this thing. Krishna gave a restriction. But when came as Mahaprabhu, waved out restriction. Huh? Jare dekho tare bolo Krishna. Mora jnaya guru haya tare. Huh? He waved out restriction. Huh? Whomever you meet, you see, say, hey, oh, my brother, Krishna has said this thing, please accept it. So?
When one is chanting Nama Bas, then that means Anartas are still present, right? So if one is chanting Nama Bas, how is it he can attain Vaikuntha, liberation, and enter into Vaikuntha if he still has Anartas?
Because it's a mukti. Nama Bas gives you mukti. Vaikuntha means he got Salokya Mukti. Huh? Ajamila got Salokya Mukti. The same planet he accepted. Salokya, Sarsti, Samipya, Sarupya. Other than Sajujya. Huh? Then Sajujya is the worst type. Only other four types, Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sarsti. There are four types of Mukti. So, but pure devotee kicks must be, get out, I don't want you. Huh? But mukti still folded hands in the queue, lining at the door. Mukti mukulita anjali sevate asman samaya pratikya. Villo mangala vakya. Huh? Mukti with the folded hands standing at the doorstep of pure devotee in a queue. Oh, I have come to serve you. Say, oh, get out. No, I have come. So, Bhakti Padar Bhakti Dusi.
You were mentioning Bhakti Sukriti.
Yes.
I didn't. What is the difference between Bhakti Sukriti and other kinds of Sukriti?
Karma Mukhi Sukriti, Jnana Mukhi Sukriti. If you do perform pious activities, then you acquire Karma Mukhi Sukriti. As a result, next life you will get elevated to heavenly planet, demigod's body you get, so much. Deva bhoga, so much enjoyment. The karma mukhi sukruti. Then jnana mukhi sukruti, you'll get mukti. Understand? We'll give you mukti. Karmukhi Sukruti will give you bhukti. Bhukti means material enjoyment will give you. Jnanmukhi Sukruti will give you mukti. Bhakti Mukhi Sukruti. If I acquire some Bhakti Mukhi Sukruti, then next life will be attracted for Sadhu Sangha. Sukruti Pradhana Sai Bhakti Runmukhi. Tar Pale Jiva Sadhu Sangha Kari. So he is attracted for Sadhu Sangha. You are attracted for sadhu sangha and hear from sadhu and develop bhakti and get Krishna. That bhakti is Krishna.
What is it that you do to get that bhakti sukriti?
It's all sadhu.
Oh, so from sadhu sangha in a previous life, then you have a desire to serve sadhu in the future life.
One who has previous life is very fortunate. He has acquired it from previous life. But was not acquired in previous life, then acquired in this life.
So he's done some bhakti.
Yes.
Bhakti Sukriti means he's done some bhakti in a previous life.
He has served service.
Something.
And he has acquired that Sukriti. So in this life, he's automatically attracted to service. But was not acquired such Sukriti, now acquired. Yes, opportunity is available. Do it now. Yes. Somebody say, no, I have no Sukriti. Or say, now do.
The question is that someone asked, can one achieve bhava if one still has anattas?
In bhava stage, no gross form anattas, subtle form. Yes. Subtle form anattas are there. This is Bharat Maharaj. He had attained bhava stage. Still anattas are there. So he became attached to the dough.
So one can fall from bhava stage?
Yes, it's true. Attain bhava stage, so next life, though he's in deer's body, still he could remember his past life. Understand? Because he has attained such a limited state, bhava stage. He could remember in deer body. Yes, so I did this thing. So he is not ordinary deer. He didn't remain in the company of deer. No? Stayed alone, aloof from it, and proximity to that ashram, and in the Ganges, bank of Ganges. And that life is very short life, and he could understand that death is coming, in deer's body he could understand death is coming. So he entered into Ganges water, thought of Krishna, Supreme Lord, you see. He left body, in deer's body, because he had attained bhava stage. The some stuff to unearth is there, therefore this thing happened. Understand? This is all in Bharata. Always on attacks. Prema. No, still on attacks. It's subtle part, not gross part.
So, can one fall from Vaikuntha?
Yeah?
Can one fall from Vaikuntha?
You see, nobody falls from Vaikuntha, but there is one Prapanchika Vaikuntha, one falls from that. Yes. That is all discussed in 8th canto of Bhagavatam. And that also, Sandarbha Jiva Goswami has mentioned that. From Prapanchika Vaikuntha one falls. Yes. Therefore, said, yes, from Vaikuntha falls. Yes, Prapanchika Vaikuntha.
Garaj, is that the place that people go who get liberation but who still have anartas, they go to that Vaikuntha?
Yes, most of people go to that Vaikuntha. That Vaikuntha. Yes.
Hare Krishna.